Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, a loss in which your defense allows the opposing team to drive down for a game-tying field goal in 13 seconds as time expires in the fourth quarter, followed by not getting the ball in overtime and Kansas City scoring to walk it off, preventing you from hosting an AFC championship game. Or what we saw from the Texans 2 years ago in this same round, in that same venue, blowing a 24-point lead in which your coach, the moment is just too big for your coach. Quarterback really looked like crap, too. I don't think we can minimize that. Deshaun Watson looked like ass for over half that game. Which loss would be harder to take? A quick meltdown with incompetence on display, or what we saw yesterday between the Bills and Chiefs? Let's hear from Bill O'Brien before we get into this. This was Bill O'Brien talking about his decision. And keep in mind, the Texans had won in Kansas City earlier in the season. They'd actually gone for it on fourth down to ice it. Slant to DeAndre Hopkins. Kind of missed that guy. This was his final game as a Houston Texan. But with the Texans up 21-0 in Kansas City territory, fourth and one, King Bill O'Brien, decides that he is going to kick the field goal instead of going for a four-possession lead. Here was Bill O'Brien's explanation on why he decided to do that.
Yeah, I felt like I had a first down there, and when I didn't, I just felt like we didn't have a great play there for the fourth down at that point in time. So I felt like it was better to,
such an idiot,
to kick the three. But that's so, you know, dumb. Very fair question. But I felt like it was just better to kick the field goal there.
This is how dumb this guy is, first of all. And this pisses me off just hearing it. You can tell what my answer is going to be. First of all, you felt like you had a first down, so you called timeout. Why not just challenge it? Especially if you're going to kick the field goal, why not just challenge it and lose that timeout that you lost there? Because you ended up not using that challenge anyway. So just challenge it, and maybe you get the first down, and then you can kick your field goal. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you didn't have a play on fourth and one. If you don't have a play on fourth and one in the same venue where you went for it on fourth down to ice the game, then that just shows how incompetent you are. What made it worse was shortly after that, when Bill O'Brien decided to kick the field goal, he faked a punt with a guy that had a torn labrum in Justin Reed. Fourth and six, deep in his own territory. This is where the wheels fell off. This was King Bill O'Brien, explaining why he decided, after kicking a field goal on fourth and one in Kansas City territory, to fake the punt with Justin Reed deep in his own.
I definitely thought that we were going to have to score more than 24.
Then go for it on fourth and one.
Exactly.
Then go for it on fourth and one, Bozo.
Explosive team, and it just didn't work out.
All right.
Look at what the Bills did yesterday.
I knew we were going to have to score more. Well, then go for it on fourth and one in your own territory when you have their backs against the wall. That was I will answer my own question. The Bill O'Brien incompetence, 21-0 lead, that is much harder for me to take than what I saw yesterday from Buffalo if I were watching that game as a Bills fan.
Not me, though. What I saw yesterday would rip my heart out. I'm sure it did. Because, and I think the difference for me is...
Yes, it would.
In the Bill O'Brien, you know, example, you were clearly in control. But that was Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on the other side. And you didn't have them just flat out beat. They weren't just beat, you know, the game is over type situation.
And Deshaun is not as good as Josh Allen, right. And he wasn't as good as Josh right. Allen at that point.
Whereas yesterday, last night, I mean, they were beat. I mean, you had them beat. 13 seconds left. You just went ahead. I mean, that game by all rights was over. That one would hurt a lot more for me.
713-572-4610, which would be the harder loss to take? That one hurt even more because you could just sense that Bill O'Brien was about to take over this organization.
Well, big picture, you're right.
That should have been, and you said it the very next day. I think that was the first words out of your mouth. This team has reached its peak with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
And you were right.
I said, this is the ceiling.
You said, this is the ceiling. Because in that moment, you saw yesterday, you've seen Joey Burrow and what he's made of. You've seen Kyle Shanahan on this stage, what he's made of. You saw what Andy Reid and Buffalo were made of yesterday. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Brien showed what he was made of when you had the opportunity to host an AFC championship game against the old Oilers, yeah. A division rival right down the street. He showed that the moment was too big for him. He was the water boy coach before the water boy mm-hmm. coach started looking at the opposing coach as a puppy. He wet his pants and couldn't even think of a play on fourth down, and he freaked out so much that he decided to fake punt. And after that, you trade DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, man. Do we have to do this?
You name him the general manager. Despite the fact Bill O'Brien, and maybe this is getting outside of what actually happened in the games, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think it's part of this story, and I think it makes the decision to trust this guy even more silly. Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien, and I've heard them say, I've heard both of them say at different times,
well, you know, I don't think anyone was complaining after we went to Buffalo. We had a pretty good year. We went 10-6, went to division round, had Kansas City up 24-0.
Yeah, we were, because mm-hmm. we could see the direction that this was going, and we could see that the Laremy Tunsil trade, you went all in with a coach and front office guy, a right-hand man that weren't capable or deserving of you going all in. You can go all in if you have a Sean McVay. If you have Sean McVay mm-hmm. and you have the front office the Rams have, you don't need a draft pick for the next 5 years. And I don't think they have one, quite honestly.
Yeah.
You can trade Chu for Matthew Stafford. You can trade draft picks for Von Miller. You can trade draft picks and you can go all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're going to be
happens
fine.
All the time.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
If you're the San Francisco 49ers, you got Kyle Shanahan. Even though you have Jimmy Garoppolo and you made a Super Bowl, you trade 3 first-round picks and a third-round pick. You know why? Because you have an all-in coach who's yeah. going to maximize what you got and minimize your deficiencies. Texans didn't have that, and it was on display against Kansas City. And after that, the power of Jack and Bill only increased, and that's when we saw it crumble. And I think that what we saw in that game mm-hmm. was just a clear, clear visual that I wish Cal would have seen, because that to me is much harder for me to take. I think if you replace Kyle Shanahan with Bill O'Brien with that 21-0 lead,
come on,
or Sean McVay or Mike Vrabel or any of these other coaches that we watched this weekend, any of them, then I think the Texans win that game. Mm-hmm. But you had a gutless, scared, cowardly coach who was an absolute football idiot, and he and his right-hand man after that, despite the fact they act like that was something that people appreciated and thought it was as good as it gets, They both said that to me before, yeah. and I'm just like, dude, are you guys kidding me? How stupid do you think we are? That is much harder for me to take than Deshaun Watson going down as a hero like Josh Allen did yesterday, because I think Buffalo should feel good about themselves. The way that they lost, Buffalo has to be looking at that and saying, damn, man, we're going to get these guys. I'm telling you, this is going to be a rivalry. We have the right front office. We have the right guys. They're not going to trade Stephon Diggs for David Johnson, a second-round pick. I can promise you that. They're going to keep their team intact. So if I'm Buffalo, I feel okay about this. Houston, Yes, it was a golden opportunity, but it was very apparent that the guys that were in charge did not know what the hell they were doing, and that's why it's harder for me to take than what happened yesterday.
A couple of things here that are very important. Last night, and I hate boxing references with, like, I avoid them like I would the plague, but last night, if you're the Buffalo Bills, you're right. Had Hagler-Hearns gone 15 rounds, you'd have had last night's game. It was that kind of action, that kind of back and forth, those kinds of haymakers. If you know, now we know what Hagler-Hearns would have looked like if it.
Who's Hagler-Hearns? I'm sorry. Forgive me.
If it would have gone 15 rounds,
who is that? Figgy, help me.
Marvin. I wasn't the boxing guy growing up, so
yeah, who's Hagler-Hearns?
Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns. The greatest three.
No, Tommy Hearns.
I've heard a rap where they go throwing hands like Hitman Hearns. I've heard that. I didn't know who Marvin Hagler was. No, I really didn't.
You have got to be kidding.
Didn't hear it.
I got the autographed Tommy Hearns picture.
Throwing them hands like Hitman Hearns. I know that. I heard LBP say that in the mixtape.
You're trolling, right?
No, I'm serious. I heard.
You remember Tommy Hearns on Martin, too.
Yeah, I knew that Tommy Hearns. I don't know this Tommy Hearns.
No. I'm not going to just go over this, past this. We can pick up this conversation. Trust me. We can pick up this conversation. You don't know about Hagler-Hearns.
Don't.
The greatest three rounds of boxing in the history of boxing.
No, I've heard Hitman.
Oh, you
Hearns.
Know what? I did see that. I remember that Twitter
I know his
video.
Nickname was Hitman because of the mixtape that I heard. Throwing hands like Hitman Hearns. That's all I know.
Yeah, I remember that video on Twitter.
In the next break, go to YouTube and just type in Hagler-Hearns. And I'm appalled. I'm sickened.
Yeah. And I think you're not alone.
Literally sick you're to my stomach.
Landry's seen this before.
that you're saying this. So anywho, that's if Hagler-Hearns had gone 15 rounds, you'd have had Bills Chiefs. All right. Yeah. That's point number one. Point number two that I think after all the emotions that I felt last night, which are nothing like I feel right now, by the way, but all the emotions I felt last night, which was awe and amazement and oh my gosh. One emotion that kept coming back to me was sadness. I was sad because not only could you argue that Deshaun Watson could have been in that game.
Well, I mean, that's what they were talking about 2 years ago after the Texans lost to the Chiefs, even regardless of how it happened.
You can argue that he should have been in that game.
Yeah.
He beat Josh Allen 2 years ago.
Yes.
He was up on
– He beat Patrick Mahomes. Patrick he beat Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes beat and Patrick then lost Mahomes, in the AFC Championship
And then
game.
Was up on him 24-0 in the championship game. And that made me sad. Yeah, not only could he have been in that game, he should have been in that game.
It should make you sad.
And it just sickened me. And that circles back to what you're talking about. The leadership on this team failed the city of Houston. We should be either with our hearts ripped out right now, crying in our beer on this show, or still hungover. Right? Yeah. You know, we should be feeling that right now.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be. These are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, and they're going to be doing this for the next 10 years. It should be these are the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, and they'll be doing it for the next 10 years. It's incredibly sad. It should be Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Watson. Burrow, and Watson.
And it might be Watson. It's just not going to be here.
Right.
And that's why this coaching search, like we can go through it. Even if you hire Kyle Shanahan, they had five bad years after reaching that peak. It's going to be a long process.
How does this relate to us? Your leadership of your football team let you down.
Exactly.
And it was in living color for all of us to see last night.
And unless Buffalo decides that they're going to trade Stephon Diggs for David Johnson, then they're going to be all right. I think they'll be just fine up there in Buffalo. That's the bad news. Let's wipe away the tears. And let's answer the question that we hear very often when it comes to miserable mother truckers.
You really sicken me.
You're not alone. Does misery love company? The AFC South. We're not the only ones crying in Houston. Should that and does that make you feel better? We'll get into it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610, brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Does AFC South misery love company? Or is this just the skinniest fat girl, coolest kid in the choir, any of those dated analogies from back in the day? Allow me to lay this out for you. The Houston Texans, heading into the season, the 2021 season, we had very low expectations for Davis Mills. We didn't know if Davis Mills was even good enough to be the backup. If you watched him at training camp, you wondered out loud if Jeff Driskel was better. And there were times where Jeff Driskel was getting the second team reps, not Davis Mills. We also expected the Texans to be the most dog-butted team in the NFL. Many did. They won four games, which John McClain is acting like they just shocked the world. Las Vegas had the win-loss total at four games. But to many, and I would say most, they weren't as bad as you thought they would be. Is that fair to say?
Eye test. Yeah.
Davis Mills, right now, we don't know what Davis Mills is. We anticipate Davis Mills is going to have a chance, at the very least, to be the starter. So is it fair to say that you feel better about Davis Mills now compared to how you did heading into the season?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But what's better? You know what I mean? Because I think if you think Davis Mills can get you there, you're wrong. We saw it four times over, you know, yesterday. Well, not four, three. And then the fourth one was just kind of like Hagler Hearns. But I think we know it. I think it's not an insult right now to say Davis Mills, if we had to predict what he would be, it would be a poor man's Jimmy Garoppolo. Is that unfair?
No, I mean, I don't think that's unfair at all. Jimmy Garoppolo's won a lot of games.
Yeah.
And if you hire the right guy, then maybe you can get to that point. But again, 49ers won 28 games in 5 years after their third NFC championship appearance with Jim Harbaugh. I say, I'm trying to lay out a case here,
yeah,
as to whether or not misery loves company. So you feel better about Davis Mills, and you feel, at worst, you feel about the same about the Texans. At worst.
Yes.
At worst.
Yes, yes.
Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
They hired Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was supposed to change the trajectory of that franchise.
Hot mess.
Trevor Lawrence, when Trevor Lawrence was selected, I was wondering if there could be a Justin Herbert-like impact. There was a montage of John Elway and Andrew Luck, and then Trevor Lawrence's face was right there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most disastrous, no, I'll just say it, the most disastrous NFL head coaching stint of all time with Urban Meyer. And Trevor Lawrence, you still feel good about him, but I don't know that you feel as good about him. That's not to say that he can't be great and that a competent coach can't take him to that level.
100%.
But compared to how you felt a year ago, Jacksonville has to be feeling worse about their team and their quarterback.
100%.
The Indianapolis Colts. We expected them to compete for the division title. We expected them to be in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want to about Carson Wentz. But even the people that didn't have expectations for Carson Wentz, I think there was at least like an acceptance that with the way Indianapolis plays, they would at least get into the postseason and maybe Frank Reich would be able to maximize what you can get out of Carson Wentz.
Right.
One of the biggest meltdowns to end a season that I can remember. We were talking about Indianapolis being the team that you did not want to face in the postseason. They lost to the effing Jacksonville Jaguars. Not only did they lose.
They got worked.
It was an assing.
Yeah.
At the hands of Jacksonville. Carson Wentz wet the bed. So as far as the Indianapolis Colts go, it's not rock bottom. There's still going to be some optimism. But the comparison of how you felt a year ago with Indianapolis when it came to the quarterback, where there was uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
and the team, it has to be worse this point compared to last year, right?
Absolutely.
Tennessee. This is where it gets really, really interesting. Because part of me wants to say that Mike Vrabel maximized everything he could with Ryan Tannehill, and Ryan Tannehill just let him down. So I don't want to sit here and criticize Mike Vrabel, because I think, like Bill Belichick, he could almost be like a victim of his own success, where the expectations are so high because of the job he does with his football team that sometimes you unfairly analyze Mike Vrabel.
Sure.
But with that said, I'm not sitting here talking about a Super Bowl. I'm not talking about beating Kansas City or Buffalo mm-hmm. in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But the Tennessee Titans, in a game in which your defense sacked the opposing quarterback nine times, your running back, who missed almost half the season, was still top 10 in rushing. You got him back, and you lost to a rookie quarterback and a team that ignored their offensive line. And they were still able to go into your place with you being the one seed, and you lost because your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, again, we're not talking about getting to the Super Bowl. He threw three interceptions, one on the first offensive play of the game for the Titans and one on the final offensive play for the Titans, in which an incomplete pass sends it to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel worse if you're a Titans fan about the team and the quarterback from this point to a year back.
Yes, you do.
I say all that to say this. Does it mean
you're laughing
a damn thing? Does misery really love company? Does this make you feel any different about the Houston Texans? Because we agree, and we've come to an agreement, that the Texans are a long, 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 long way from being what we saw this weekend, like Saturday or Sunday, like participating in
even the guys that fell short.
Yes.
Even the Titans.
Yes.
Does
this make you feel better that maybe they can get into the weekend before with the current state of the other three teams in the division?
I suppose you could get to the weekend before, but would it be any better than the Bill O'Brien division champs thing? Because they had no chance. Those teams had no chance to see what we saw yesterday on the winning end. And I'll say this to your question on the division, and I think it's important. The Colts can get to that level of what we saw yesterday in 1 year.
Yes.
They can get there in 1 year.
Yes.
The Titans can get there in 2 years.
They have the tools. The tools came up short.
And the Titans can get there in 2 years because they can ride out Tannehill's contract and still have, who knows about Derrick Henry, but you know they'll still have most of their pieces. The Jags can get there in 3 years. Because they've got a very young, talented team, a lot of draft picks, and a franchise quarterback already. All they need is a coach to maybe build something in 2 or 3 years. So I think the Colts can get there in 1 year. Titans can get there in 2 years. Jaguars can get there in 3 years, which begs the question, how many years would it take for the Texans to get there?
I think that depends on a couple of things.
Well, let me tell you.
Davis Mills, what do you think he is?
That's one. You don't have a head coach, and you're not picking from the cream of the crop. You don't know who your coordinators are. You don't have a roster. You still don't even have the draft picks yet. You're starting to. And who knows about management and the ownership decisions? 6 years?
Even if you look at San Francisco as like the formula for the Texans, it took them 5 years to put that core together.
Right.
The Harbaugh, the final NFC championship appearance, 28 games in 5 years is what they won.
And even I'm talking best case scenario here.
Even Shanahan won, I think, 6-4 his first 2 years. So yeah. Even if you hire like a boy wonder, a lot of times he's going to have to go through some growing pains
as
well.
You still don't have players.
Exactly.
You don't have a franchise quarterback. You can say what you will about Davis Mills, but you don't have a franchise quarterback. We'll see. So best case scenario, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 6 years.
So the answer is no. Misery does not love company.
Not me.
713-572-4610 to get in. Mike, you're on In the Loop on Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
Yeah, about Davis Mills. I mean, you just went down the list of who is Davis Mills, and then you a few spots down you said, we don't have a roster. I think the jury's still out on this kid because he showed a lot of brilliance in times where he was under duress. Let's see what he looks like when he has a legitimate offensive line and legitimate weapons around him. I think it's a little too early to tell with this guy.
Well, I'm not, and I think the optimistic outcome for Davis Mills is Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable in saying this. I'm not going to sit here and say Davis Mills can't be a quarterback in this league for a while. I'm not going to say that yet, but I feel like I can bang on the table right now and say he's not Patrick Mahomes, he's not Josh Allen, he's not Joey Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that.
Absolutely, and you'd be right.
Now, can he be Jimmy Garoppolo? Can he be Ryan Tannehill? Who knows? My only point is, what does that get you? Exactly.
Especially in a conference where you have four of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL.
Everything perfect around those guys. San Francisco even decided to trade 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. Tennessee, they still lost despite that effort. So I think the optimistic POV of Davis Mills, even that might not be enough. Coming up, the Texans. They are interviewing someone for a second time, but John Lopez doesn't give a damn because he thinks they should be interviewing someone for the first damn time. The hits are lit next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Brought to you by workformetro.org. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, looks like the Texans are going to set up a second head coaching interview with Cleveland native and Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon. Your reaction to the second interview for Jonathan Gannon, because I know there's someone that you would like to see interviewed for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any big, down on Jonathan Gannon opinion. I just feel like in general, we're talking about guys that are tier two in terms of candidacy. They might be the next Andy Reid, but in terms of candidacy, I mean, it's not crazy to think that. We're talking about Joe Lombardi, Hines Ward, Jonathan Gannon, Josh McCown. Those are tier two candidates. But by pretty much any opinion, I think, any definition, people would be out there. We're not talking about Brian Daboll. And I know Brian Flores interviewed here, so we should include him. And I think he's a tier one guy by a lot of accounts, been a head coach, et cetera. So I should include him as they have that. But I think he's looking heavy at the Giants right now. But in terms of the guys that are realistic, I'm not saying they're awful because they might be awesome. But you're looking at tier two guys. You know who else is a tier one guy? I think, even though he hasn't been, a head coach, that would be one D'Amico Ryans. What he did to Aaron freaking Rodgers, and it wasn't a fluke. First of all, the adjustments that he made. You talked about the first drive. That first drive, I'm like, oh boy, this is going to get
only ugly. Time Green Bay scored in the game.
It's going to get ugly fast. And there's D'Amico. I think what also makes him a tier one is he's Texans. You couldn't be more Texans than D'Amico Ryans. And get out of here with that. Well, didn't he sue the NFL and the Texans 1 year? Who cares? Didn't McClain tell us the Oilers hired someone who sued them once? But NFL ownership doesn't care about that. D'Amico Ryans is not on the list, and he absolutely positively should be.
I'm intrigued by O'Connell just because I'm looking at this Shanahan coaching tree, mm-hmm. and you're seeing Zach Taylor take on Andy Reid. You're seeing Shanahan and McVay, who are from that tree. So three of the four coaches this weekend are from that tree, so I'm intrigued by that. Mm-hmm. But D'Amico Ryans seems to be the most polarizing name. A lot of people wondering, why hasn't D'Amico Ryans been interviewed? He interviewed with the Vikings. I think the Raiders are going to talk to him. So maybe he's going to have options. Maybe this is just a situation where D'Amico Ryans is going to have options, and maybe the Texans don't want to be rejected. But it is interesting that D'Amico Ryans isn't at least being entertained by the Texans. But again, Nick Caserio might not worry about perception and reviving the fan base, etc., because he's not the one that got them to the point that they were at before he took.
And it's
game.
Not even just about reviving the fan base. When it comes right down to it, who cares about that? It's reviving the fan base with a guy who's a badass. He gave up 58 yards, and his defense gave up 58 yards in the second half to Aaron Rodgers. And then another thought occurred to me. I think it's pretty obvious that these are no longer Bob McNair's Texans.
Elaborate on that.
Bob McNair would not let this happen.
You think Bob McNair would interview D'Amico?
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
How come?
These are Cal McNair's Texans and Hannah McNair's Texans. These are no longer Bob McNair's
Texans. Wait, and who?
And Hannah McNair's Texans. Okay. She's involved. Everybody knows that. Bob McNair would absolutely say, well, I want to at least hear what he has to say. And he'd tell his general manager to do that rather than his general manager telling him what they're going to interview. And I think it's, I don't know if it's sad or just an interesting tidbit, but these aren't Bob McNair's Texans anymore. He would absolutely have D'Amico interviewed.
Playing the hits here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Other coaching news. So Brian Daboll interviewed with the Giants. Joe Shane got hired as former general manager. So you got to keep an eye on that. Leslie Frazier interviewed as well. Dan Quinn expected to interview. Brian Flores was expected to interview. The Raiders, they're being connected to some big names. Jim Harbaugh and Josh McDaniels. And as we just mentioned, D'Amico Ryans, he's going to interview with the Vikings. He did that yesterday. And the Raiders are going to interview him as well. This according to Adam Schefter. So D'Amico Ryans, his name coming up for those openings. I would like to see him in Las Vegas. I just think he has like that Raiders type of feel to him. But it's not going to be long for D'Amico. I think it's going to be at least at the latest, I think, the next coaching cycle. But keep an eye on D'Amico Ryans. He's getting a lot of attention. Could I interest you in the funniest thing that I've read in a long time?
Yes, sir.
So the one thing that I've learned in the last year is Deshaun Watson's, like, the attempted leaks and all the Watson speculation is just so amusing, and it's so funny. Like, there's telegraphing from his camp when it comes to the WFAN and all these reports, et cetera. There's conflicting accounts from the Texan side of things and the Watson side of things. But I didn't even bring this up on the air because I just didn't pay it any mind. Mm-hmm. But after today's tweet, I have to. And I actually like this guy okay. Jordan Schultz. He hosts that C.J. McCollum podcast where he's basically just like praising C.J. McCollum. And he's one of those guys who's really nice to athletes and gets in with athletes and, you know, whatever. So early in the process with Brian Flores, Jordan Schultz came out and said, per sources, Deshaun Watson and Brian Flores are tight. There is serious belief among player circles that Deshaun Watson and Brian Flores are plotting for a union in New York.
There you go.
I rolled my eyes at it, didn't mention it because of the leaks and because Jordan Schultz, I mean, he probably talked to like the backup center for the Philadelphia 76ers, and that guy heard from somebody, heard from somebody, heard from somebody, heard from somebody that it happened. So I just ignored it.
Right.
But then I woke up to this morning as I was drinking my morning coffee, getting ready for Reaction Monday. @Schultz_report. After intense digging into the Coach Flores and Deshaun Watson situations, sources close to the situation say Flores and Watson have had no contact. Flores and Watson don't have each other's phone numbers.
So it went from, wow, this is happening.
They're plotting.
They're plotting to, yeah, they don't even.
Intense digging.
They don't even have each other.
Intense digging. You found out they don't have phone numbers?
What is that? I ain't got his number, man. That tells you there's been a little shift in the old narrative there from someone. I mean, who knows who? Same dude. This is happening. They're plotting to do this. They don't even hardly know each other.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in playing the hits here on Reaction Monday. Josh McCown was on Jay Cutler's podcast. He was asked about potentially coaching. He interviewed with the Texans last week, actually interviewed with the Texans a year ago. Here's what he had to say about when he realized he might want to coach and his interview last year with the Texans.
I got to Chicago. Chris Ballard was there. He's crushing it. He's the best. And he pulled me aside and he said, hey, man, you ever consider coaching? Rob Marinelli's on that staff. Start saying the same thing. Lovie Smith, start saying the same thing. I start going throughout my career and these different coaches, older guys pouring into me going, you really need to think about getting into this thing. So then these last 4 or 5 years of my career going into these buildings and taking notes and watching and learning and understanding, you know, organizational processes, all of those things and making notes on those things. There's been some thought put into it. It won't be like, hey, man, let's go talk to your coach today. You know, went through the process with Houston. You know, there was a lot made of it. It wasn't as much of a, you know, an interview, I think, as it was just checking in organizationally on, you know, as an older player on my opinion of things. We talked about coaching, certainly, and it was a good experience for me, but it just wasn't time right now.
So it's time a year later. I'm confused. Maybe he's going to be on the staff. I like Josh, but that just seems... That goes back to the Seth Payne, you know, is he ready for the grind? I think it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I'm just interested
with Josh McCown.
I'm just intrigued by the fact that he said all these things after getting an interview with the Texans out of nowhere, said it's been a growing thing that he's got this interest, but then didn't coach.
Yeah.
Weird. He spent a year not coaching.
It's weird. Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. We're talking about all these new coaches, all these openings. It's not an opening right now, but we've been talking about the possibility of this marriage for a long time. Sean Payton to the Dallas Cowboys. That speculation has increased following the report from Ian Rapoport of NFL Network that Sean Payton has gone MIA on the New Orleans Saints.
It has been 2 weeks since the New Orleans Saints season ended, and there's still some intrigue. I am told that Sean Payton has not yet committed to returning for the 2022 season. He has essentially gone dark, and the members of the New Orleans Saints organization simply don't know what he is going to do. He's been on vacation, and even some of the people closest to him are not sure if he is going to return. A couple options for Sean Payton: could walk away for a year, a little mini retirement to recharge after what has been a difficult season. He could do television just like us. He's been approached by a couple different networks, or simply he could return to the Saints business as usual and coach. If he walked away, he'd be giving up more than $45 million over 3 years.
You got to keep an eye on this because, first of all, he's not giving up $45 million if he goes to the Cowboys. They will make up for that.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, I'm hearing about, you know, draft compensation for Sean Payton, and I hear about the Gruden trade, et cetera. John Gruden was like a boy wonder and the Raiders were still in pretty good position to compete. So the two first round picks, I don't think that would be the compensation. I wonder if there could be like a clean break where Dallas throws a couple seconds or something at the Saints, because they're in salary cap hell. Jerry Jones has wanted Sean Payton for a long time. I think this is something to keep a very close eye on. Sean Payton either taking a year off and then ending up in Dallas, or something being worked out to where he's able to go there. Don't sleep on that.
I agree. I think that taking the year off is the way to go, because it'll absolutely be at least two firsts. That's Sean Payton, man.
But he's not as young as Gruden was.
That doesn't matter. I mean, that makes it even – that might even juice it even more. But it doesn't matter if they want to do that too. I think it's worth it. I think it absolutely would be worth two first-round picks, especially if he can come in now.
Expensive.
If he comes in now,
have you seen the way they've drafted in the first round?
I understand. But
CD Lamb, if you do that the last 2 years, that's CD Lamb and Micah Parsons.
But it worked out for the Raiders. And I think it would absolutely work out for the Cowboys.
I mean the Bucks.
And it would absolutely work out for the Cowboys as well. Because Ezekiel Elliott looks like he's showing some age.
But I also think that the Saints are in a position where a rebuild is maybe likely, and maybe they understand they wouldn't want to put Peyton through that.
Right.
So I don't know what his relationship is.
They could sure as hell use two firsts.
They could just say peace. keep an eye on it. Going MIA is interesting. Best football weekend ever, according to John Lopez. The results, Cincinnati advances to the AFC Championship game to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. They are a 7-point underdog. And the San Francisco 49ers enter Los Angeles, a place they won a few weeks ago as a 3.5-point underdog, actually beat the Rams twice this year. Here's some of the best banner from the weekend. 3 out of 4 games end with a field goal off of the foot of a kicker, including Evan McPherson of the Cincinnati Bengals, 50-plus for the W. Here was Joe Burrow after the game talking about what he was doing. A lot of people cover their eyes. A lot of people cover their ears. A lot of people just look down. Here was Joe Burrow talking about what he was doing as McPherson lined up for the game-winning field goal.
I know you said Evan had ice in his veins, but from your perspective, what are you thinking as he splits the uprights on the game-winning field goal?
I was walking off the field or on the field as he was walking out there. I knew he was going to make it. That's the kind of guy that Evan is.
Well, he was right. Hell of a kicker, man. There's no question about that. He was absolutely right on that one.
Here's more from Joey Burrow. He walked to the podium after that interview, and he was asked about a conversation he had with McPherson before he sent them to the AFC Championship game. Talk about some swagger. How about some kicker swagger?
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. He said, so he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship, right before he went out there to kick it.
How do you not like that? I mean, that's what you want in your kicker. These guys very few, just relish the opportunity to do something like
that. The only game that didn't end off the foot of a kicker, Kansas City Chiefs advanced to the AFC Championship game. Fourth straight time that they've been in this game. Patrick Mahomes, through 4 years, never played a road playoff game. That's ridiculous. Here's Tyreek Hill with James Palmer afterwards talking about what this win meant to him and his teammates.
Shout out to this whole organization. Shout out to the fan base, man. Just everyone, man, who supported us. Even who doubted us, man, because there was times this year, you know, we felt like we was the and we had to, like, you know, we had to get back to what we was doing. I wouldn't rather have it no other way.
Man, that was good. He had an all-time great quote in the post game. That I think it's one of the best ever. Someone asked him about Patrick Mahomes. Where would you rank him? And he said, he's top two, and he ain't two.
God, that's so
That's so
Hill.
Good. That's so good.
Here's Andy Reid with probably the biggest lie of the weekend.
Time to get the field goal, but it looks pretty grim there. What, you have any special advice to Pat right there? Do you have any words for him at that point when Buffalo took the lead for the last time?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it. So he did that.
He didn't say that.
I don't know if he did or he didn't, but the dude said grim in his question.
So maybe that's where he threw it out there. Yeah. Questions that emerge following the weekend in football. Ryan Tannehill. What are the Tennessee Titans going to do with Ryan Tannehill? That's to be determined, but Mike Vrabel is not going to hear any slander from Titans fans or media types around the NFL that blame Ryan Tannehill for this loss.
Well, I don't think Ryan or myself or anybody did enough to win the game. That's how it goes, Paul. It's never going to be about one person. Not as long as I'm the head coach, which will be a while.
There you go, mic drop. Tom Brady.
He knows the situation.
Vrabel's former teammate. Is Tom Brady finally going to retire? Tampa Bay falls to the Los Angeles Rams, and the questions about the GOAT, the 44-year-old quarterback, begin to circulate.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so you know, we'll just take it day by day and see, kind of see where we're at.
Did you at least take a moment as you came off the field or at any time today to think about that, to think that this might be last time I'm out here?
No, I was thinking about winning. That's kind of my mentality always, to go out there and try to win.
Okay.
I have no idea. Do
Please
you have a hunch?
Go away.
But do you have a hunch?
I don't think he's going to retire. I think he does this just to pressure the front office to do everything to make things perfect for him. But I don't think he's going to retire. But if he does, we don't need to honor Tom Brady. He's been being honored for the last decade. Just let him go away.
We will, though.
There's been enough. We've been honoring him for 10 years. Just let him go away.
Tom Brady's retired. Eh.
By the way, that should have been an assing yesterday.
They were getting run off the field.
The Rams just got scared of the Tom Brady mystique and started doing some of the dumbest stuff that you've ever seen.
There's no question.
Let's just go through everything that happened with the Rams. You're going for a 24-point lead at halftime, and you fumble at the one-yard line. Mm-hmm. Cam Akers.
I think it was like second down, too.
Cooper Kupp fumbles. Tampa Bay gets the ball. They end up scoring with Leonard Fournette. Von Miller has a strip sack, which gives the Rams back the ball. And on the very next play, they snap the ball over Stafford's head to midfield.
It was, what, 20 yards back or something like that?
Then Cam Akers, as you're trying to kill the clock, he fumbles again. And the weirdest thing of all, fumbles happen. The Pro Bowl kicker. In perfect weather in Tampa Bay, he leaves a 47-yard field goal short.
Short.
Yes. 47, Pro Bowl kicker.
I think he made up for it, though.
Get the hell out of here, Tom Brady. I was going to be disgusted. Tony.
By the way, is Mike Evans good?
Didn't you get in an argument with someone about that?
Yes. Well, I mean, I was just like, it wasn't even an argument. I was like,
it was Paul, right?
Yeah, Paul Gallant. I was like, what? Wait, what? He's got to be able to do. He's got to be more than he's shown. What? He's shown 8,000-yard seasons in a row, which is only surpassed by Jerry Rice.
Got to be Jerry.
He's got to be Jerry.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tony, the loophole. God bless her.
Oh, no. Did you bless her heart?
Yes, bless her heart. After the third walk-off kick, Tony, the loophole, decided she had a message for me, you, and anybody who hates kickers.
So this what I want to say to all you motherfuckers who talk about kickers ain't shit. They don't need to be paid. All these motherfucking games that been decided this weekend, a kicker did it. A kicker did it. So get off snot, baby. A kicker did it. I love you, Kiami.
How drunk was Tony? Let's be honest.
Are you calling Tony drunk?
There's a whole lot of things I might like blown up my butt, but smoke ain't one of them.
By the way, the same kicker who made that chip shot for the Rams left one short at 47 that would have put the game away.
All I'm saying is you are a real fan if you get that excited about kickers.
She was
excited.
Good God, Tony. I hope you're driving the truck all right. Good God, they might need breathalyzers in that thing with that slurring of words. Coming up, the best football weekend ever and what it means round here. In the Loop continues on Reaction Monday next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you two times the moisture in two easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.